Hello, it is 10:30 a.m. in New York, 4:30 p.m. in Johannesburg, and 9:30 p.m. in Bangkok. Welcome to Expat Happy Hour. This is Sunday Schneider Bean from SundayBean.com, and I am a solution-oriented coach and intercultural strategist for individuals and organizations. And I am on a mission to help you adapt and succeed when living abroad and get you through any life transition. I have a confession. I am sick, and I didn't even plan on doing this podcast for you today, but I thought this was important to share. And especially since we just did a podcast on the difference between endurance and resilience, and how we need to make a choice to stop pushing through and to start a mindset where we take time to rejuvenate. And now, you guys, I am stuck between a rock and a hard place. So let me give you a little background story. I went to the doctor a couple weeks ago proactively because I felt like I couldn't get rid of this cough, and I was feeling some tightness in my chest. And I thought, my God, I hope this is not a heart attack. So taking a step sooner than I would in my default habits, I was being proactive, you know, practicing resilience. And I went to the doctor and they told me that I had a kind of like a membrane, the lung membrane was infected. So we weren't talking pneumonia, we weren't talking a heart attack. So thankfully it wasn't bad news, but I had been carrying around a sore throat for a while. And this made sense to me because the seasons just changed in South Africa. And what we've heard from the locals is, according to our gardener, you get sick really hard in the beginning when it turns from spring to fall, and then you're good for the rest of the time. And I thought, okay, this is just a natural part of the seasons changing, but being proactive, practicing resilience and taking care of myself, I went to the doctor. I was relieved to know I wasn't having a heart attack, but I was kind of freaked out by the word lung infection. I know it wasn't pneumonia and it was the outer part, but still I thought, geez, never had that before. So took all my medicine like I was supposed to, really tried to be proactive with more tea and eliminating wine in the evening and resting. And what do you know, a week later, it got worse. And thankfully, my husband convinced me to make a follow-up appointment with a doctor proactively for me and my son, because we both had this thing. And so I already had this appointment. I noticed things weren't really getting better. And I walked in and she took care of my son first. And then she looks at me and she goes, "Ooh, you've got full-on bronchitis." And I thought, oh, perfect. I'm flying out to Germany in 48 hours, and now I have full-on bronchitis. So we got, now you can hear it right here. And we got in the car, and I was driving to another appointment that I had scheduled that day, and I noticed, I was thinking, Sunday, great, you did this to yourself. I caught myself really being mad at myself for not taking better care of myself. And this is beautiful, because if you put yourself under stress, that's the last thing that you're going to do but support your health and recovery. And I thought, okay, enough of that. You are where you are. This is what it is, right? But I had to acknowledge that that was frustrating me. I thought there must have been something that I was missing. Maybe I was going harder than I thought. Maybe I was feeling stresses that weren't noticeable, but something was going on where I couldn't fight off this cold when other members of my family had gotten over it. So here's the deal. I am leaving in 24 hours to Germany, and I'm going to be delivering a four-day training to a group of 23 top talents for a world-leading company. Right. And I have full-on bronchitis. So I'm kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. on one hand, if you said, okay, rest, what are you going to do? Am I going to cancel on this global organization and leave 23 people hanging, my co-trainer? I did some looking, and it's not that bad that I can't physically make the flight. I can't physically do the 4 days. But the reality is, when you're between a rock and a hard place like this, you need to take proactive steps in getting healthier, not sicker. You have to choose to be proactive about getting your needs met. So here's how I am going to wiggle myself between out of the rock and the hard place. And I know I'm not alone. I know those who are listening have been there before. Let's say you're getting ready to leave for a big international business trip and you fall sick with sinusitis. Or maybe you are a mom with 3 kids and you are feeling so tired, you know you need to rest, but it's your kid's birthday tomorrow. Or you're working really hard to manage your business responsibilities and your responsibilities at home and a volunteer organization project that you've committed to, and you could feel in your bones that you're getting achy and sick soon. Okay, we all have this moment. We all have this moment where we're thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? I can't just call this off. And that's a tough spot to be. Now, there are clear times when you have to call something off, like when you have a massive stomach problem. I won't go into the details. I'm sure you can imagine it. There are times when it's really clear, but on those moments where you know that it's not a cancel situation, but it still puts you in this hard place, you need to take proactive steps getting healthier, not sicker. You have to choose to be proactive about getting your needs met. Okay. So I had to ask myself, well, what can I do to get through this and to make the most of it? And I only have 24 hours before I fly out. And this is how life happens. We don't have a ton of time to readjust to the situation. Sometimes you get taken by surprise by things like this. So I've got some things that I'd like to share with you on what to do when you are stuck between a rock and a hard place like this. And what I'm going to tell you might not seem like rocket science or even new to you. But let's get really honest. There is a big difference between knowing and actually doing, especially when you are in performance mode, when it's go time. Okay, so I understand how tough this is. I'm going to share with you some tips what you can do before, during, and after. Here's my McDonald's caution hot coffee disclaimer. This is my story about a health dilemma and the strategies that I chose to support me. This is, of course, not medical advice, people. So always consult your doctor, as I did, for what's best for you. So let's get started. The first thing you can do is set expectations. So for me personally, what I did is I wrote the co-trainer and I said, listen, I'm sick. And she had asked me if I could do something small that would require me driving around town to find something. And I said, listen, I am sick. I have bronchitis. I am trying to limit my activity this afternoon so I can give my best to the 23 people that are coming from all over the world for our training in Germany. And she responded, oh my gosh, I will take care of it. You rest. Okay, so setting expectations around how you're doing and what feels possible is the first step. Tip number 2, move appointments. Move the appointments that you have that are either flexible or not urgent. And I know this is obvious, but when we get stuck in go mode, like you have to prepare for something, you've made a commitment, you might feel guilty about keeping it. It could turn out like what happened with me. I was in the doctor's office. It had taken longer than I planned, and I had an appointment with someone. I felt a little bit guilty saying, I'm sorry for the last minute change, but I can't make it in time. And the funny thing was, is that she wrote back and said, oh, thank goodness. I have a friend emergency and I have to cancel. Okay, so all of the energy you put to, is it okay if I cancel? How will they respond? Might be lost energy that you need to keep for yourself right now. So step one, set expectations with those who are impacted by you. Two, move appointments that are flexible or not urgent. Number three, and this one might take you off guard, but tip number three is drop your standards. And I don't mean long term, I mean just for the moment. Because right now you need to get the absolute minimum done to move forward. So your energy is still there to do the thing that you need to do. And so you be transparent with those people that you're working with. And I had a situation where I was on a call with the exact individual I had to move the appointment with. And I said, listen, this appointment has been moved because of, that cancellation, but also because of me. I am going to fit this in, but we're going to get interrupted. I had my children came home from school exactly in the middle. And I set expectations at the beginning and communicated why this had to happen. It was the best I could do in the circumstances. It wasn't what I normally do. All of my meetings are, without interruptions. And in this case, it just had to happen. So tip three is temporarily drop your standards. You're going to need that energy for bigger things. Tip four, ask for help. And this is sounds so simple, but for so many of us, it's really hard to do. And this is something that we have to extend ourselves, get out of our comfort zone. When we're in these vulnerable positions, like I said, you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, ask for help. And the thing is, I know that if you were the friend or the partner and you saw another person stuck in this place and they ask you for help, you know that you would do it gladly and gratefully. In fact, when someone asks me for help, I feel like it's a compliment because they trust me and they believe that I can support them. So asking for help is nothing that you should hesitate to do in this circumstance. I had to ask my husband to take the kids so I can record this because it's happening outside of my regular working hours because I spent 2 hours in the car today driving around getting my medication. And I'm talking about a long list of medication, things I don't even know how to pronounce. Okay, so tip number one, set expectations. Number two, move appointments. Three, drop your standards temporarily. Four, ask for help. And the final tip I would give you when you're preparing for the big thing you've got to do is take unique measures. You've got to get creative because remember I talked about when you are stuck in this place between a rock and a hard place, you have to get your needs met. There's no room here, no wiggle room here. So this is so embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you what one of my unique measures is going to be. You know those people that wear the masks in the airport? I'm going to be that girl. I am going to take one of those masks and I'm going to wear it. And I might wait until I get in the plane and just like slip it over my face so nobody sees me. But I had to do some hard thinking about this. And I just said, Sunday, your vanity is not worth compromising my immunity. My vanity is not worth compromising this important project. Okay, so tip number five is take unique measures. All right, we've talked about five things you can do before this big event. And now we're going to talk about what can you do while you're there. Again, really obvious, but take your medication. As I said, I've got a long list of things. Do the things that your doctor said you've got to take, what you've got to do as closely as possible during this time. Take your immunity booster, whatever it is. Number two, say no to the non-essentials. Now, this is a tricky one because if you're like me and a lot of my clients, when you give, when you perform, you give it all, whether it's a volunteer event, a speech, you run a conference, a meeting, or you do a birthday party for your 5-year-old. it's hard to say no to the nice to haves, the bonuses, those special extras. But in this situation, for everybody's benefit, say no to the non-essentials. So I know during my 4-day training, I'm going to have to say no to some of the outside evening activities because my rest will be so important in my performance for the next day. Tip one, take your meds, people. Tip two, say no to the non-essentials. And tip three, limit Facebook and email time so that you can get as much rest as possible. So when you're not in performance mode, you're in rest mode. And honestly, I'm just telling this tip to you guys now, so I hold myself accountable. Limit Facebook and email time, tip number three. Number four, choose your food wisely. This is a time, I know if you're working outside of your office, you might be in a hotel or in airports, be extra mindful of what you put into your body because this is what you're going to need to nourish yourself for the most optimal health. And next tip, tip number five, is get as much sleep or rest as possible. So if you're taking your medication, if you're skipping the non-essentials, if you're limiting your time on Facebook and you're eating healthy foods, the right foods, avoiding alcohol, etc., this should create a context for you to be able to fall asleep decently at night and get up well rested. All right, so now I've got tip number six. Think health. I know it sounds corny, but, and maybe even a little woo-woo, but I'm going to say this. I'm going to tell myself in this situation, not, oh, I'm so sick. But I'm going to get up in the morning and say, I'm getting better. Because even though this is what people talk about, like positive affirmations and those sort of things, and some people are really against that. But what we know from research, that our mind and body are really connected. And if our mind says something, our body tends to believe it and create it. So if any of the skeptics out there, check out Bruce Lipton's book called Biology of Belief for hardcore scientific evidence. So folks, I'm going to take this advice from my friend. I am going to get up in the morning and say, I'm getting better. I am going to even probably download some healing meditation so I can wake up in the morning in the right mindset. Because this is go time. And we need help on all fronts in situations like this. So why skip out on that aspect? We've covered the food, we've covered the sleep, we've covered the medicine side, we've covered your time management and your energy management. Why not your thought management? Okay, so recapping what you can do during the event: take your meds, say no to the non-essentials, limit your Facebook and email time, choose your food wisely, get as much sleep or rest as possible, and think health. Alrighty, so we've got our plans before, during. What are you going to do after the event? Let's assume that you have done everything you can to maximize your health, to get healthier rather than sicker, and you come back. Take the day off and continue everything we talked about, paying attention to your food, your rest, your health mindset, because even though it's done, doesn't mean that you should stop caring for yourself. Because if you don't, you're going to stay sicker and then the next big thing is going to come and you're going to be in crisis mode again. So take the day off. And if you cannot physically possibly take the day off, do anything you can to reduce your work day or the intensity of the day. And the second thing you can do is create a slow reentry. All of the appointment shifting you did right before, that applies now. So create a slow reentry where you use the principles and practices of identifying what is flexible and what is not absolutely urgent and apply that for the few days when you get back from whatever event or whatever thing that you were dealing with. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, This podcast is totally for you guys because I want you to get out of that rock and hard place. I know how hard that is. I've been there, you've been there. But if we are mindful of how we go forward, how we maneuver this frustrating situation where you don't feel like you've got any awesome options in front of you, then you take charge of your health. And I'm also kind of doing this podcast for me. It's like me making a commitment to myself because my son has a birthday a couple days after I get back. And if I don't do these things, I am going to miss out. Okay, so I'll check in with you guys. I promise I'll tell you how it all went. So you've been listening to the podcast Expat Happy Hour with Sunday Bean. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for next episode because I promise I will tell you how it really went in the next podcast. Take it from Rocky Balboa. Don't just roll with the punches. Bob and weave.